Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Eva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama 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 Vakivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yesterday, we heard a little bit from the 10th canto. The 10th canto being the explanation of the Bhagavad Gita verse, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tatvataha Chakva Dehang Punar Janma Naiti Mameti Sarjuna. That whoever understands the birth and activities of Krishna in truth, factually, then that person does not take birth again in the material world, but goes to Krishna's eternal abode. Krishna's pastimes in the 10th canto are separated into three divisions. Krishna's pastimes are perfect in Mathura, more perfect in Dwaraka, and most perfect in Vrindavan. Now we will go to the final two cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, cantos 11 and 12. If you're ready to proceed, then please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, Canto 11 begins with the Maushala Leela Part 1. Maushala Leela means how Krishna took away his own dynasty just before Krishna returning to his abode. So this part one explains why Krishna did this. We learned yesterday the original cause for Krishna's appearance was the crying of Mother Earth in the form of a cow, because she was overburdened by all the demoniac kings headed by Kamsa. So Krishna's appearance, the reasons, that is also given in Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sangstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna comes to establish the truth. Krishna comes to establish religion. Krishna comes to give solace to the devotees, and Krishna comes to annihilate the demons. This Maushala Leela takes place after the battle of Kurukshetra. After the battle of Kurukshetra, all the demons were removed from the earth. But before Krishna could leave, he still had one more disturbance. Remember, Mother Earth was disturbed. Krishna could understand that if he left behind his numerous family members, we heard yesterday, 16,108 wives, each wife had 10 sons, one daughter, and each of those sons had 10 sons. So Krishna's family, the Yadu dynasty, was very vast. Krishna could understand that if he had left and returned to his abode and left behind his family, that would be another disturbance to the earth. Why? Because without Krishna's checking them, they would become overly proud. They would cause a disturbance to the earth. As long as Krishna is on the planet, he can check them. But if Krishna leaves before them, they will, because the Bhagavatam explains, Krishna's sons were as powerful as he was. So he doesn't want to leave them on the earth because there'll be nobody to control them, check them. And they would become yet another disturbance. So Krishna had to remove his own family before he could leave. Then the next section, she will bear you an iron club that will destroy your entire dynasty. Meaning, what was the actual scene? One day, Krishna's sons, headed by Samba, they wanted to play a joke. So, they dressed up Samba to look like a pregnant woman. They put a sari on Samba, and they had this big iron club. So it looked like Samba was pregnant. So Samba and some of his brothers, they saw these sages and they wanted to tease. Oh, great sages, can you tell us who this girl will give birth to? And the sages could understand. Nonsense, boys. You're joking with us? We're not somebody to joke with. This is not proper. So they said, yes, she will give birth to that which will destroy your whole family. And the boys, they didn't think that the joke would turn out like this. So they went to King Ugrasena. Ugrasena did not want to disturb Krishna. So Ugrasena said, I'll take care of this problem. So Ugrasena decided that he would have the iron club filed down. File it down, file it down. So it's a huge club. So he had his servants file down the iron club, and it had piles and piles of iron filings. There was one little piece left, and they thought, that's good enough. And they throw the little remaining lump into the ocean. All those iron filings drifted to the banks of the river and grew into reeds. You know, on the bank of a river there are reeds. That lump, which they thought was inconsequential, was swallowed by a fish. The fish was captured by a hunter, Jara, and when he cut the fish open, he saw the iron lump, and he made an arrow. That's as far as we'll go right now, because this is only part one. So please remember that, because at the end, it will tie it in. The next part of the 11th canto is a conversation between Narada and Krishna's father, Vasudev. Even though Vasudev is the father of God, he has enough sense to inquire from Narada. Vasudev is not puffed up. I'm the father of God. Nobody needs to tell me anything. No. Vasudev takes advantage of the presence of Narada and inquires about spiritual life. Very good understanding. Never I should be puffed up. I should always be ready to listen to someone more spiritually advanced. Then Narada begins to tell the story of the Nava Yogindras. When we were studying the fifth canto, we heard about Lord Rishabhadev, how he had 100 sons headed by Bharat, who this planet Earth is named after. But Bharat had 9 sannyasi brothers. Most of Bharat's brothers became kings, but 9 of his brothers, they became these transcendentalists, Nava Yogindras, Yoga Indra, controllers of the yoga. So these Nava Yogindras, very advanced in spiritual knowledge. So Narada tells the story to Vasudeva, the conversation between King Nimi and these Nava Yogindras. Here are the names of the Nava Yogindras. Please repeat. Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabuddha, Pipalayana, Avihotra, Drumila, Chamasa, and Karabajada. So what Maharaj Nimi does, he asks each one of the Nava Yogindras a very elevated spiritual question. And they each take turns answering. So he asks one question of the first one, then another question, each one a different Nava Yogindra answers. Then it says, so the first one, Kavi explains the cause of fear and the remedy. So this is very significant. Why do we have fear? And more important, what's the remedy for fear? So the main verse is, please repeat, when the living entity is attracted by the material energy, which is separate from Krishna, the living entity is overpowered by fear. So that's the cause of fear. When you become attracted to enjoying the material world. So, obviously, the solution, don't become attracted to enjoying the material world, then you won't be fearful. Please repeat. Because the living entity is separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the material energy, one's conception of life is reversed. In other words, instead of being the eternal servant of Krishna, one becomes Krishna's competitor. Right. To be God means I am the enjoyer. That is the consciousness of somebody who is in material consciousness, trying to imitate Krishna. Krishna's not the enjoyer, I am. That's material consciousness. Spiritual consciousness, I'm not the enjoyer, I'm the servant of Krishna. Totally two different conceptions of life. The devotee thinks, I'm not the enjoyer, I'm Krishna's servant. The non-devotee thinks, I can enjoy. This is called viparyayo smriti. To nullify this mistake, one who is actually learned and advanced worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, now, show of hands. Who worships the Supreme Personality? So according to what Kavi says, you are learned, and advance. Don't get puffed up. Worships God as one's spiritual master, as one's deity and source of life. One thus worships the Lord by the process of unalloyed devotional service. And we learned from Prahlad, how many kinds of devotional service? 9. And you've heard me say a trillion times, of the 9, 2 are the most important. Hearing and chanting. What are you doing right now? And when you answer, you're chanting. So my job is to get you to do that. And when we do the arti, we'll do hearing, chanting, and archanam. 3 processes. So the way we do in ISKCON, we do all. We hear, we chant, and we worship. Trifecta, they say. All right, let's continue. The next one, Hubby, he explains the 3 types of devotees. The neophyte, who's materially attached. The madhyam, who is trying to become self-realized. And then the uttam, the self-realized pure devotee. And we've already heard so many examples. Uddhava, Prahlad, Dhruva. The Bhagavatam is full of these advanced devotees. And beyond Uddhava, beyond Uddhava, Meenakshi Vajrani, who's above Uddhava? No, I'm talking about devotees. Gopis. And among the gopis, who's the topmost? There you go. Just below Uddhava, who is just below Uddhava in terms of advancement? Yes, Arjuna and the Pandavas. Yes, they're just below Uddhava. But Uddhava is more advanced. He's more confidential. But just below them, Arjuna and his brothers. Okay. The next one, Prabuddha, explains material happiness, the bona fide guru, and how to conquer Maya. You already know how to conquer Maya from Bhagavad Gita. What's the answer? What does Krishna say? Surrender to Krishna. In this house, everybody knows that. Anyone who comes to this house and doesn't know that, they've not been here. They've been on their cell phone. Remind you, turn off the cell phone. That's rule. See right here. Time is 3rd commandment of Kamlesha's house. Turn off the cell phone. These are Kamlesha's commandments. In his house, we obey. Otherwise, no food. So we know how to conquer Maya by surrendering to Krishna. Then the next one. Pipalayana explains 2 Brahmins. So there's super soul and soul. Both of them are Brahman, but one is para Brahman. That's why super soul is called Paramatma. You and I, we're called Atma, but Krishna is called Paramatma, the superior, the supreme soul. Okay. Next section. The next Navayogendra. Avihotra explains deity worship. Many people, they ask, why do we do deity worship? Because it's in Srimad Bhagavatam. Then, the next story, Nara Narayan Rishi defeats Cupid. Indra became, as usual, jealous. He thinks that Nara Narayan wants to usurp his position. So, Indra will send Cupid, and he will send a sensuous atmosphere trying to get Nara Narayan to fall down. But Nara Narayan is actually Krishna and Arjuna. Narayan is Narayan. Nara is Arjuna. They're together. So Nara Narayan says, oh. And he creates his own beautiful women to show, I don't need to be attracted by what you see. No, I can create. And so Indra and Cupid, they become embarrassed. And Naranarayan says, take whoever you like of the ones I created. And they selected Urvashi. Urvashi is the most beautiful Apsara in the heavenly planets. She also appears in the Mahabharata, but not now. Next, Drumila explains the incarnations. So in this section, different incarnations are explained. The next one, Chamasa explains what happens to the non-devotees. From Bhagavad Gita chapter 16, right? We know what happens to the non-devotees. What happens to the demons? Where? Yeah, but where do the demons go? Hell. They go to hell. And we heard a little bit about that at the end of Canto 5. I mentioned how Shukadeva Goswami gives you a tour of hell. And it's all nicely explained. You do this, you go here. You do this, you go there. And it's very... I read that chapter and I start crying. It's very intense. Okay, we know what happens to the non-devotees. Then Karabhajana explains the Yuga avatars. Four Yuga avatars. Satya, Trepa, Dwarapra, Kali. Satya Yuga, the white incarnation. According to Lord Chaitanya, he says it's Kapila. Bhagavatam says just the white incarnation. Then in Treta Yuga, it is the red incarnation. In Dwarapara Yuga, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajumna, Aniruddha. And then in the age of Kali, the yellow golden avatar known as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. And then that section ends up, Narada concludes his teachings to Vasudev. Basically, Narada says, Vasudev, just continue worshiping Krishna. You already self-realized. After all, who's your son? God himself. Right? And you heard last night, when Krishna appeared, he said, this is the third time I'm appearing as your son. So, not again, trifecta. Not just once. Three times he had Krishna as his son. So we can understand. Vasudev Devaki, they must be very, very special. Otherwise, you think Krishna's just going to appear in anybody's house? No. You have to be extremely qualified. Okay. Maushala Leela, part two. So, I hope you remember part one, which I said. So, part two, one day, Brahma and the demigods, they come to Krishna in Dwaraka. And Brahma situates himself in the sky and says, Krishna, we think that you have done everything we asked you. Because remember, in the beginning yesterday, Mother Earth is crying, I'm being disturbed by the demons. So Krishna, from the beginning, who was the first demon killed? Who was it? Putana, when Krishna was 1-2 months old. But after that, so many demons. Demons were killed in Vrindavan, in Mathura and Dwaraka. Like Prabhupada said, the pastimes with the devotees was there, but Krishna, mostly, he's killing demons. Because the world is overburdened. So Brahma says, Krishna, as far as we're concerned, you did your job. Bravo. So, Brahma says, it's been 125 years. Krishna was on the planet 125 years. That's how long it took him to remove all the demons on the planet. So Brahma says, you can now return to your abode. You did your service. We're satisfied. So, Uddhava hears and sees this conversation. And he can understand, uh-oh, Krishna is going to leave very soon. So, next says, Uddhava begs Krishna to take him back to Godhead. Uddhava loves Krishna so much He can't bear to live without him. He must be with Krishna. But Krishna says, no, you cannot come with me, but after I leave, don't stay. Because when I leave, Kali Yuga is going to start, and Krishna says, don't stick around in Kali Yuga. So then Uddhava begins what is called in the Bhagavatam, the Uddhava Gita. It's the major portion of this 11th canto. Kamlesh has read this. Are you still preaching to your sons this Uddhava Gita? Yes. It's very technical. It's in many parts, it's very similar to Bhagavad Gita, but it's more advanced. So, what is this Uddhava Gita? The Uddhava Gita is basically how to become renounced and detached from the material world. It's how to prepare yourself to go back to Godhead. The way to go back to Godhead, you have to lose your attachment to the material world. So by reading Uddhava Gita, one page after another, you start to become detached, detached, detached. So here is Krishna's basic instruction to Uddhava. Please repeat. My dear Uddhava, the material universe that you perceive through your mind, speech, eyes, ears, and other senses is an illusory creation that one imagines to be real due to the influence of Maya. In fact, you should know that all the objects of the material senses are temporary. All right, we take our first break.